Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. As you can see by the title of today's episode, we're going to be talking about what does a project specialist do? Now, this is another episode in the series of what do they do that I've done on my channel. So I've gone over positions like clinical research associate, clinical trial assistant, a lot of the positions that people will see on job application websites and things of that nature that are in clinical research. So I just make this series in order to kind of break down what that position does in a simple way for people that are unfamiliar with clinical research to kind of understand. So today we're going over the position project specialist. Now this is a position that is predominantly at Syneos Health, which is one of the largest CROs. I believe at last count they are the second largest CRO behind IQVIA. And this is a common position that people ask about. Syneos Health is a global company, great company. And we'll get into this episode. But before we do, I want to let you guys know about the resume review program. I also want to let you guys know about interview preparation. And if you're interested in any of those things, I can help you get to the next level in your clinical research career or even just break into the industry because it's so hard just getting started in the industry as it is. So I can help you if you're having questions about your resume. Is your resume good enough? Do you have the right stuff on your resume in order to get into the field? Things of that nature. Are you having trouble interviewing? Are you getting callbacks? But once you start interviewing, they don't.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I want to call you back for the job, things of that nature. I can help you. Or is your LinkedIn looking weak? Is your LinkedIn profile looking weak? I can help you there too. EliteClinicalGroup@gmail.com. We also have merch, guys. Go check out our merch. People have been interested in merch for a while, but we've got that on the channel. So look at the link in the description for merch. So back to project specialist. So project specialist is kind of what the CTA role is, the clinical trial assistant role is to the clinical side. Project specialist is to the project management side. Now, I think the project specialist role is a little bit better than the clinical trial assistant role because there's a lot of project management aspects in it. You get some clinical, you do get a taste of clinical, but there's a lot of project management aspects in it too. So if you're interested in going down the project management path, I think the project specialist role is a great role for you. So let's go over some of their responsibilities. So the project specialist, you know, their role is to set up and maintain any project files, you know, regulatory documents, trial master file. They're going to be doing patient enrollment, adverse events, SAEs, site supplies, and IRB reapprovals on a variety of databases and systems. So having an understanding of the various systems you're going to be using, you know, EDC systems, CTMS systems, the TMF system, they're going to have their hands in all these different things, setting them up, making sure they're run appropriately, putting documents into the TMF, things of that nature. They're going to have their hands there. And this is a true jack of all trades type of position from two perspectives. That you could literally be working on, you know, the same role, but you could literally be working on three different protocols and doing three different jobs because you're a jack of all trades. So that in that regard, or you could be doing you could have the same role as the person next to you, as someone else who has the same title, but your jobs are completely different. So it's really a jack of all trades type of role. So they're also going to attend and participate and prepare and distribute meeting minutes and action items for both internal and external meetings. So internal is just with your internal team, project manager, data manager, CRAs, et cetera. But also they're going to be sponsor facing. So I feel like this role, you really get a good understanding of what it's like to face the sponsor and talking with the sponsor. And, you know, these are just big pharmaceutical companies and they have a team of people that interact with the CRO, making sure that the trial is being run according to plan. But they're basically going to make sure that they're going to prepare and distribute the meeting minutes, as well as come up with action items for both internal and external meetings. Now, you know, I did meeting minutes and I hate them. You can learn more about how I feel about meeting minutes in my most hated clinical research task episode I did about a year or two ago. So they're also going to maintain timely and effective communication among team members. So it's kind of project management. Project managers touch and base with every single functional group, data management, clinical, so CRAs and the clinical trial lead, the project management team. So, you know, all those things, study startup, project managers, overall that, and is going to be interacting with all of those people. So project specialist by default, since they're like the right-hand man to the project manager, is going to be doing all those things too. So they're going to provide administrative support to the project leads and functional leads. They're going to also ensure that all study documents are archived based on the appropriate guidelines and policy. They're also going to provide support for quality assurance activities, including preparation for audits and internal review. They're going to prepare documentation and follow through to resolution on actionable issues. So really a lot of things. Now, what kind of qualifications do you need to become a project specialist? So I mentioned before, it is an entry-level role. So it is someone who does not require, who does not have any clinical research experience. So here for Syneos, they say associate's degree, level of qualification in life sciences, so medicine, pharmacy, nursing, or related field or equivalent combination of education and experience. So they say all you need is an associate's degree. So that's amazing, guys. You don't even need a four-year bachelor's degree to become a project specialist. And don't forget this role, the next role after this.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Is a project manager after the project specialist role, or you can go on to become a CRA through their CRA program and things of that nature. So this is a great role. You can get your foot in the door in clinical research with just an associate's degree or a bachelor's for that matter. So, you know, knowledge of GCP, so you can look that up online. Strong organizational skills, absolutely. Ability to manage time and work independently, absolutely. You'll need a high proficiency with Microsoft Office. That doesn't even really need to be said. Every single person should have that now. I mean every single person. You know, strong communication, presentation, interpersonal skills, both written and spoken. I can vouch for that. You definitely need strong written with an ability to inform, influence, convince, and persuade. You need good written because of the action items and doing the meeting minutes. Now, once again, I hate the meeting minutes, but you do need good written. You need to be able to listen and type fast during the meeting minutes. And then they have about 5% travel, ability to travel if necessary. We're talking to things like investigator meetings or, you know, important meetings with the sponsor, project specialists might travel to. And that was awesome. You know, being fresh new into the role myself, by the way, I was a project specialist back in the day. Being able to travel in your first clinical research role, in your first big boy role, awesome. One of the best feelings ever. High level of competence in English, and that's what it is, guys. So project specialist, great role to get your foot in the door. Great, great role. So this is what they do. That's what they do. So project specialists make anywhere from, on the East Coast, we're talking $45,000 to probably about $53,000 in that range. Obviously, commensurate on experience. If you got a little bit more experience, you're going to make a little bit more. If you make less, you're going to make a little bit less. So that's what they do in 10 minutes or less, guys. If you have any questions about project specialist, once again, I was a project specialist back in the day. You can email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. If you plan on applying to these roles, you should definitely book some time with me. We can kind of go over what they require, what the role is like, actually, from a person who has been in the role. So I definitely recommend you book some time with me if you're applying to these roles and are looking to get in to being a project specialist. So this is kind of like a project manager assistant role and the right-hand man of the project manager. So a lot of companies will say this, you know, it's the same tasks, but they will call it something different. So it's a project management assistant at one company. It's a project specialist at Syneos. It could be a project coordinator at another company. So keep in mind that they call these roles different things, but it's the same role. So if you have any questions, email me, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Take care.